Thanks for joining me this evening for WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival presenting Stile Antico. I'm Alan McClellan. The actual Boston Early Music Festival takes place every other year, and it's an extravaganza of concerts, workshops, and there's also a huge exhibition of instruments and resources for early musicians. Festivals take place on the odd-numbered years, but during every year's regular concert season, the festival remains top of mind for Boston audiences thanks to an incredible lineup of artists that come to give concerts. And one of these in 2019 was recorder virtuoso Han Tall with the Boreas Quartet Bremen. Before we get back to Stile Antico's Queen of Muses concert of Elizabethan music, let's hear something from that same era for recorders. John Dowland's Lacrimae Antique Novae, played by Han Tall and the Boreas Quartet.
Thank you.
Renaissance music for recorders, A Galliard by Thomas Simpson, and before that, Lacrimae Antiquae Novae by John Dowland. Selections from a concert by recorder virtuoso Han Tall and the Boreas Quartet Bremen. You're listening to WCRB in Concert with Stile Antico, and this music from a winter season Boston Early Music Festival concert sets the stage for the main event on WCRB in Concert tonight, Elizabethan choral music sung by Stile Antico at the 2019 festival. Stile Antico's 12 members work without a conductor, and their accomplishments are many. They have received 3 Grammy nominations, in addition to the Gramophone Award for Early Music and several others. They're based in London, but they travel widely. In fact, this 2019 concert marked the 10th anniversary of their North American debut, right here in Boston at the Boston Early Music Festival. Stile Antico opens the second half of its concert with Christe Jesu Pastor Bone by John Taverner. It was originally composed for a Catholic environment, and the composer had to adapt the text to Protestant sensibilities in the later 1500s. Politics, politics. Here again is Stile Antico in concert on WCRB. Stile Antico in concert at Emmanuel Church, continuing its 2019 Boston Early Music Festival concert with Christe Jesu Pastor Bone by John Taverner. Again, one of the singers steps forward to introduce the next set.
As we heard earlier from Becky, Queen Elizabeth was not short of admirers and suitors, and the next two pieces both have links with two of these suitors of hers. The first one was linked to the Duke of Anjou, who came over from France, spent a couple of years trying his luck with Elizabeth and trying his best to woo her. They were both very fond of dancing, and the tune for Now Oh Now was originally composed by John Dowland as a galliard, and they used to dance as one of their favourite dancers to dance together. After he left and went back to France, text was added to this tune, telling of a sort of lost love, end of a love affair, rather appropriately. The second piece, Can She Excuse My Wrongs, the text is written by the Earl of Essex, who is one of Queen Elizabeth's most persistent suitors. He was always throughout his life, he was really trying it on with Elizabeth. And you could tell in this, he sort of had mixed success, but at this point when he wrote this text, you can sense the frustration that he's not having much luck with her.
Joy once left and not
Two John Dowland tunes, sung by Stile Antico, Can She Excuse My Wrongs? And before that, Now, Oh Now, I Needs Must Part. And now one of the singers introduces us to an Elizabethan musician who had an air of mystery to him.
We are now going to sing three pieces by the Italian Alfonso Ferrabosco, who was one of Queen Elizabeth's favourite composers, and who was given a job in her court when he moved to England. He was extremely well paid for his services, which has led to some speculation that he may have been working not only as a composer, but also as a spy. Now, that might sound a bit far-fetched without some more evidence, but of course, musicians were perfectly placed in those days to travel between countries and to gain very close access to the courts. So whilst we don't know whether it's true or not, it's certainly a plausible story. Of the pieces that we'll sing tonight, one is in English, so it would have been used in chapel, while the other two are in Latin, which means that in spite of their rather serious texts, they would most likely have been used as after-dinner entertainment.
Oh,
on WCRB in concert at the Boston Early Music Festival. Music by Alfonso Ferrabosco, who introduced the Italian madrigal to England and who may have been a spy for Elizabeth I. It was sung by the English vocal ensemble Stile Antico at Emmanuel Church. That last one was Exaudi Deus Orationem Meam, Hear My Prayer, O God. And before that, an English text, O Remember Not Our Old Sins, and that Ferrabosco set began with Ad Dominum Cum Tribulare, When I Was in Trouble, I Called Upon the Lord. I'm Alan McClellan. Tonight on WCRB In Concert, we're immersing ourselves in the music of the court of Elizabeth I, thanks to Stile Antico, a 12-voice ensemble from England taking part in the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival. You can follow along with the texts and translations. Just click on the link at classicalwcrb.org. Here's a member of Stile Antico to introduce the next set.
For our final set, we turn to the lighter side of Elizabethan music. Queen Elizabeth employed some 60 musicians at court, and so domestic music making was very much part of courtly life. Not one to miss the opportunity to ingratiate himself with the Queen, the composer Thomas Morley decided to collate and edit a set of 25 madrigals by 23 different composers, he himself composed two, entitled The Triumphs of Oriana, all in praise of Elizabeth, who is thought to be portrayed by the character Oriana. Each madrigal ends with the couplet, Then sang the shepherds and nymphs of Diana, Long live fair Oriana. The publication of this collection could be seen as a rare example of musical entrepreneurship, as no self-respecting Elizabethan home at the time of good standing could be seen without a copy for their after-dinner entertainment. And indeed it did make Morley a wealthy man. Perhaps then it was ever thus that whilst church music enriches the soul, only really secular music enriches one's bank balance.
The
Lady Oriana, 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 Oriana,
Stile Antico, with three madrigals from a 1601 collection called The Triumphs of Oriana, Oriana being a reference to Queen Elizabeth I. And we heard As Vesta Was from Latmos Hill Descending by Thomas Wilkes, and before that, Fair Nymphs, I Heard One Telling by John Farmer. And the set began with The Lady Oriana by John Wilby. This concert by Stile Antico was presented at the 2019 Boston Early Music Festival. Emmanuel Church was packed for this highly anticipated event entitled Queen of Muses, Elizabeth I as Monarch, Patron, and Lover. Sacred and secular vocal pieces composed for that music-loving 16th century English queen. This concert marked the 10th anniversary of the first concert by Stile Antico in the United States in 2009. And since then, the group has returned many times. As a matter of fact, the upcoming event on April 18th at St. Paul Church in Cambridge will be the group's 100th concert in the U.S. And Stile Antico has an encore.
We'd like to finish with one final piece for you this evening. And it's the first piece that we sang in the United States, so it seems appropriate to sing it for you now. It's a little piece by Clemens Nonpap.
Ego Flos Campi, I Am the Flower of the Field. Music by Jakob Clemens Non Papa to a text from the Song of Songs, ending this Boston Early Music Festival concert by the conductorless choral ensemble Stile Antico on WCRB in concert with the Boston Early Music Festival. I'm Alan McClellan. Stile Antico is returning to Boston for another concert next month at St. Paul Church in Cambridge on April 18th. The program is called Breaking the Habit, music by and for women in Renaissance Europe. To get your tickets to hear this group in person, start at classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. Now, in the time remaining this evening, I thought we would return to the recorder concert we heard selections from earlier in the program by recorder player Han Tall and the Boreas Quartet Bremen, also presented by the Boston Early Music Festival at First Congregational Church in Cambridge. Earlier we heard Renaissance music for recorders, now we'll move to the Baroque. Here they are with a concerto in D minor by Vivaldi, the Boreas Quartet Bremen in concert on WCRB.
Thank you.
Concerto in D minor by Antonio Vivaldi, played by the Boreas Quartet Bremen, in a concert that was part of the Boston Early Music Festival's winter series in 2019. The title of the program was Il Flauto Magico, the Magic Flute, combining colorful music of the Renaissance with the more harmonically intricate music from the Baroque period. The Boreas Quartet is made up of players who were students of recorder virtuoso Han Tall at the University of the Arts in Bremen, and he joins them for this concerto for five flutes by the French composer Joseph Baudin de Boismartier. On WCRB In Concert, the Boreas Quartet Bremen with their mentor, recorder-player Han Tal, playing a concerto for five flutes by the French Baroque composer Bois Mortier. The players are Jinju Bake, Elizabeth Champollion, Julia Fritz, and Louise Manske, and they play over 40 recorders of various shapes and sizes, choosing the most appropriate combination of instruments for each piece. And we've got just enough time left to hear the encore. Boreas Quartet Bremen with recorder virtuoso Han Tal sending their audience home happy with an encore at First Church Congregational in Cambridge. It was the Fantasia, Rubum Quem, by Christopher Tai. The Boreas Quartet Bremen and Han Tal were presented by the Boston Early Music Festival as part of its winter season in 2019. For more information about the Boston Early Music Festival, start at our website, classicalwcrb.org/inconcert. That's where you can hear tonight's program anytime on demand and learn more about the festival and its concert season. Again, that's at classicalwcrb.org. Many thanks to the singers of Stile Antico and the players of the Boreas Quartet Bremen for their cooperation in making tonight's program possible. Thanks also to the staff at the Boston Early Music Festival. Our WCRB audio producer and engineer is Antonio Oleart Ross. I'm Alan McClellan, producer of tonight's program. Our executive producer is Brian McCreath. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH, Boston.